I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl,
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I'm doing my podcast. You couldn't hear the loud disco music on?
No, I couldn't, but I did hear you yell like a teenager. Dad! Dad, I'm doing my podcast!
That's loud disco music.
Oh, man. Hello, Maggie.
Hello, Shannon.
How you doing?
Oh, you know, everything's wonderful. Everything
is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Yeah. So, do we want to tell everybody what just happened a second ago?
What?
That I screamed at my dad like a teenager.
Oh, the audio people know that, but not the video folk. I can't, I have to upload our, I think I'm going to have to just put our other videos in a box or something and link them, because Ginger's was too big to load onto Facebook, so. Probably because we went over that hour.
Yeah. Yeah, and because there's three people, there's more stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hello. So, I had a ridiculous week of bullshit.
From last Tuesday to now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Although it, like, all happened pretty much at the same time. So, we're going to talk about my hair dyeing debacle.
Oh.
Tell everybody about my beautiful hair.
That's beautiful and purple. I love it.
Right? It's great. That was one of the things that, like, one of my friends was like, what can I help you with? And I was like, I want hair dye, man. So, I went to dye my hair. And first of all, like, this is the conditioner kind that I've given you before.
Yes, the Overtone.
Overtone. And so, I've only ever used light colors. I've done gray and pink and light purple. This is extreme purple. So when I did it, it, like, dyed my whole hands. None of the other conditioners have dyed my fingers before because they were such light colors.
Right.
And so I was like, this will be fine. And then it wasn't fine. And if you notice, I currently now have purple nails. I just painted them with purple because I couldn't get the purple off my nails from
Like okay, you do.
So I get purple dye everywhere. Then, and I'm dyed on my fingers. Then I go to towel dry my hair, and my new little piercing from December catches on a loop of the towel and pulls halfway out of my ear.
Ugh.
Now, this is still the piercing jewelry, so it's not like the kind of back that slides off. It, like, screws in.
Right.
That back is stuck to it. And I couldn't even figure out what happened. Did I pull the back off? Is it, like, how is this anything? And I'm, like, scream crying. Nobody's home. And finally my parents get home. And I'm like, yes, do you have, like, a tiny dental mirror? I need to see what's going on inside my ear. And my mom's like, here's a compact mirror. And I was like, not small enough. So then both my parents look, because they can see, because you have to look in from this direction, from behind. Ear to see what's going on, and they realize pretty quickly that the back is stuck in my ear.
Oh no.
Back of the earring is lodged in my cartilage, and I have tried already to push it through and pull it out. Like, I've tried to go in both directions. Nothing is happening. And so then my dad, I'm like, you gotta push it back through. So he, like, slams it through. It pops. Like, I hear it pop.
Oh no.
There's blood everywhere.
Oh, no.
And I was so lightheaded from the pain. I was like, I think I'll just sit down for a while.
Right? I'm going to sit down right
And then I just, like, stayed in bed the rest of the day. Like, it was like 5:30 and all of my lights were off and I was just, like, hunkered under my covers. Like, pandemic time is exhausted time. And then pandemic plus pain. I was like, I give up. I give up on everything.
Yeah.
So that was was my, like, terrible days. And then we were talking on the phone with Zelda, and she says, Grandma, Aunt Maggie, be here soon? Mm-hmm. And, like, every time I think about it, I want to cry.
Yeah. You know, well, maybe we're just all wearing, maybe you see her in 2 weeks, but we're all just wearing face masks all the time now. You know? So, I mean, that I think is what's, we're, when we get released, I think that's really what is going to be the fashion this summer, is just continue to wear face masks. If you want to be out and about, you have to wear a face mask, period. You want to go out to dinner? Face mask. You want to go to the movies? Face mask.
Oh, and then I told two separate people that I had a political meeting, Zoom meeting tomorrow. Like, I said this to my mom at, like, 5 minutes to 5:30, so 5:25. I'm like, yeah, I have a political meeting tomorrow. 5:33, I get a text being like, are you coming to the meeting? It was today.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, I, like, hopped in real quick. I was like, yeah, this is normal. I look normal. So, yeah, this week has been, but this hasn't been, like, corona terrible, right? Like, it hasn't been, like, I'm sick or whatever. This has just been, like, regular life terrible things.
Yeah.
I dyed my fingers. I pulled my earring through my ear. My niece misses me, and I can't do anything about it, and I missed a really important Zoom call. I was able to hop on, so it worked out okay, but God, was I embarrassed.
Yeah. I just, my heart, like, I just watched a video of my nephew, like, bust and break a whole gallon of tea everywhere all over his kitchen, and my sister has a security camera in her kitchen, so she can yell at the kids and spy on them and stuff, and so she had left the house to do something, and she came back in, and all she hears and sees is her son crying hysterically, trying to mop up a lake of sweet tea with a bath towel he randomly found in the kitchen. And he was just like, it spilled. So she
went, and that was like a whole gallon of tea, right?
Like, yeah, it was like a big milk gallon. Literally a big milk gallon. And so she, let's go to the tapes. So she went to the tapes and she left the room. And then he got the gallon and he took it over to the other side and he put it on the counter. And then he climbed up on the counter and he, like, tried with all his might to open it. And he got really, really frustrated. And he whoosh, pushed the gallon off the counter and it went flying across the kitchen and bam, and busted everywhere. And there's, like, a moment of silence. And then there's a as he realizes what he's done and how angry he's, like, waiting for the wrath of his parents to come down upon him. No. Calvin's only, like, 6 months older than Catherine, so, like, you can really relate to, like, the high standards we put our kids through. So this goes on for, like, a full minute before Jenny comes back home, and all she hears is him crying. And then she sees the mess, and she's like, well, yeah, that is a little bit of a spill, isn't it, buddy? Let's clean that up. It was so cute, but, like, my heart just, like, broke as he's, like, crying and, like you could see the panic and he's trying to, like, how do I fix it before they find out? Oh, my God. Like, and you can see it that, like, this is too big for me to do on my own. There's no way I'm going to get away with this. It was adorable. Anyway. Yeah, I haven't, like, Catherine's been really testy, and I don't know if it's six or if there are other issues arising. Yesterday, I, like, had a day, and I didn't, like, I did as much work as I could do, but, like, half the day, I was like, I'm out. I'm done. I went to bed at 8:30 with Catherine, like, passed out, and woke up at midnight, and then I was like, oh, well, that was a nice nap. What am I going to do now? Then I was like, damn it. Yeah, and then today was a little bit better. It was a, but I have tomorrow off. I'm going to start taking like half, you know, well, I only have to claim half days because I'll actually do like an hour and a half of work in the morning. But I've been going to try to start taking like every Wednesday off during our stay at home time just to focus a little bit on Catherine and take a little bit of a mental break. So this will be my third time trying it. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, last time she called me and you were like, yeah, she was locked in her bedroom all day.
Yeah. I took the day off and she like decided, was like, hey, I have the day off. Let's do stuff. And she's like, okay. And then she disappeared in her bedroom all day and watched videos. And I was like, what the fuck, man?
And yeah, then, like, I know I said this before, but she was like, we've been on the phone for hours.
Yeah.
And then I hung up and it was 31 minutes.
Right.
Oh, she's so funny. I think that you should try to see if you can set up a one-on-one Zoom or Skype call with her teacher, because she clearly misses her teacher so much.
Yeah, she does really miss her, so.
Yeah, I would email Mrs. McCullough and ask her if she would be willing to do that.
Yeah.
And just explain, Catherine's having a really hard time. She doesn't understand, and she really misses her.
Yeah, I mean, she misses her so much, she, like, doesn't even want to me to read her emails and stuff. Like, it's better that she not have any contact with her than to for me.
Yeah,
to
but I think if it was a special for Catherine call,
right? Yeah,
that it might help.
Yeah, yeah, I can ask her. I'm sure she misses all her kids too. You know?
Oh, I would.
Yeah,
I miss mine. I miss my kids.
Yeah. So tonight we made tacos. Because it's Taco Tuesday.
It's still Taco Tuesday, no matter what's going on.
Taco Tuesday, no matter what. Did you notice my mask I bought has tacos all over it?
Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm. And I made a margarita, which was literally just like tequila and like that orange brandy liqueur I have. That's supposed to be like, you know, the orange crap. And then like I have one of those plastic limes and I was just like shh. So it was like a triple shot margarita. I don't know, because it was straight
poor
up
margarita.
Yeah, on the rocks, straight up on the rocks, and I sipped that shit for an hour, and then I went and made a Gatorade for to drink right now, and I was this close to putting vodka in it, making it extra strong, and then throwing some vodka in it, because I was just like, I'm just over it all. So, anyway.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I signed up for a race this week.
Well, fun. I signed up to get a certificate in hospitality management.
You had done that before. Did it not work out, or is
I
it
still haven't done it.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to start it last week.
Well, so my race is one of the virtual races, so you, like, you know, have to do, like, time out the space yourself, figure it out yourself, and then submit your time. And it is a 4K, and I know you guys are all like, what the fuck is that? I've never even heard of that, but it's for May the 4th be with you.
Oh, you're doing a May the 4th be with you run. Fun.
And the shirt.
I tried to get my work buddies to do that last year with us. Just like, all we have to do is walk around the building for an hour, and then we've done a 4K, you know? So what's your prize this year?
It's got, the shirt is sweet. It's got the Millennium Falcon on it.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it's still a run shirt, but like,
last year it was Chewbacca. It was like this fuzzy baby Chewbacca. It was amazing.
Oh.
Yeah. Our first group of Yoda babies is in at GameStop. So I can go and pick them up. They are quasi open for business. Like, if you have a pickup, they're there to fill your pickup and like bring shit to your car. So I did ask them if we could pre-order Schitt's Creek, and she could not find it in the computer. So I'm slightly bummed. I'll ask again when I go pick up Yoda.
Didn't you already buy Schitt's Creek ones?
No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
You did on another website.
I bought two Davids.
Right, in hopes that you get, like, one and one.
Farmer David. But obviously, yeah. I'm probably not going to get Farmer David, so you can have my other David.
Yeah.
But you might want to order two Davids also.
Right? We have to increase our chances of getting Farmer David.
Mommy?
Yes, my love. Can you say hi to everyone? Say hi, everyone on the internet.
Nice, sweetie pie.
I'll be
love
soon.
You a lot.
Okay. Say goodnight to Aunt Maggie. Oh, now she's shy.
Now that she knows that there's people.
It's just Aunt Maggie. I'm just recording
me.
It. Yeah. Where was I going? Oh, so may the 4th be with you. Yay! We have more exciting news. We finally decided today that we're going to go ahead and...
Why do you keep putting this on the floor?
Because I don't want it next to me. That's why. So, we have exciting news. We are going to continue. We're going to virtually host our Getting Drunk with Shannon and Maggie PenguinCon 8th edition. Woo! So, Friday at 9, we have a Zoom link to send out to people. We've put it on our super duper private live podcast page on Facebook. I emailed it to a few people today. Maggie has the link to share with people. So if you are interested and want it, go ahead and DM us and we will get the link for you. So maybe Trayvon can finally join us from LA. Hey.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you know what? I should just DM him the link regardless. So I'm going to do that.
You should DM the link regardless.
Yeah. So I sent out to a bunch of people. I should send it to Ben too. And I think other people that listen have already received it. In some fashion at this point too, so looking forward to that. So it'll be a Zoom call, so we'll be able to see everyone's faces, and it will flip back between you and me, whoever is talking at the time. I don't know if you can set up a split screen interview style on Zoom. It will record, and I think that Zoom will break out the audio from the video for us. So
that's nice.
But I'm still gonna like record as a backup. Out the speakers here. So, yeah, so I'm excited. So we'll just do our normal shtick. I think I'm going to pull out a bunch of whiskey and maybe do a taste testing. I don't know. I'm a really bad whiskey taste tester because I don't know what I'm tasting. And I'm sure everything will taste like shit except for the peanut butter whiskey.
And Louisa's liqueur.
And Louisa's liqueur, which isn't even a whiskey. It's literally a liqueur.
Just made at a whiskey place.
Right. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be interesting.
We'll see. I'm just going to drink the rest of the peanut butter whiskey that I have.
Yeah.
And just be shit-faced.
Right. Yeah. Take a few gummy bears. Get our drinks on. So.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I ate, so the night that I pulled my ear, or the night of the day that I pulled my earring partially out of my ear, I ate such an epic dose of brownie that night. And I've been watching Penny Dreadful, which is not something that I would necessarily recommend to anybody right now. It's a horror TV show. Why am I watching horror?
Right.
Life is horror, but it's very stylized and enjoyable. And so I'm watching Penny Dreadful, and I'm just like, what are they doing? This makes no sense. What is even happening? Do other people watch this and think this is ridiculous too?
Right. You should be watching like, dude, where's my car?
I was so high, but that was the only way I was going to get to sleep because that was how painful it was.
Yeah, I think I have to find a new dose, because the rings I've been eating, I must be, like, so stressed that they're just, like, taking the edge off of that, because I ain't feeling, like, high, quote-unquote. So.
Oh, shit, so I have had, here I am, hey, maybe they'll sponsor us now, so I've had Feels, give us money, mm-hmm. I'm doing a free commercial for you. They do advertise on podcasts. Right?
Yeah.
So I've had Feels for a long time. But then Ashley, my amazing sister-in-law, was like, oh, I like Lazarus Naturals better. Feels, don't listen to this part. Lazarus Naturals has a poor person program. And I was like, oh, that's it's just going to be like 15% off. Like, CBD is still fucking expensive. No, they're veteran slash PTSD chronic pain poor person program is fucking 60% off.
Nice.
So I've been taking 60 milligrams of Feels, and I took 50 milligrams of the Lazarus Naturals last night, and I tried to have a conversation with my dad and I couldn't even words properly. Like, that CBD fucked me up. I was like, yes, allow me to explain to you where the Pico de Gallo is at Meijer. It is on the aisle between the deli and the produce.
Cat, I'm not interested in you nor your fuzzy ass either. The only one I want on this couch with me at this point is Millie, because she sleeps on the other end.
She doesn't touch me.
No one touches me.
Don't touch me.
Millie's in her cage, so she's not even on the couch anymore. Yes, so PenguinCon, woo, Friday, 9 p.m.
So I think you need to try the CBD.
Yeah.
It fucked me up. So my 420 was on CBD.
Well, send me the link.
Yeah.
I don't get to get on the poor person program, but.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Well, I miss your face. I know we just kind of wanted to pop in and say, hey.
Yeah, because we're going to have a pretty huge, longish, ridiculous PenguinCon one.
Right.
You guys know our PenguinCon ones are always ridiculous. It might be somewhat less ridiculous since it will be on Zoom, but like it will continue to be a big ridiculous thing. So we're going to have two episodes this week. So this one was just a short one where we're just talking about our lives and random, like, normal-y stuff. This was actually a fairly normal episode considering like the state of the world right now.
Right.
Do you know what we didn't discuss though?
We still have time. I was just, like, you know, kind of reminding us that we don't have to do an hour tonight. So we still can do, you know, a funny internet meme. We can talk about
music, the fucking protests.
Music and TV and the protests. Everyone's protesting now. It's like Michigan was the first one to break the seal on it, and now everyone, all the white privileged rednecks are all upset across the country. California, though I think there were a few minorities in those pictures I saw. Colorado, Tennessee actually protested 2 weeks ago and I didn't realize it. They've seen a spike in COVID outbreak. I think West Virginia did it. Anyone else? Illinois?
A lot of places are talking about it. It's ridiculous. So
we said this is why we can't have nice things. You want to go protest? Go ahead. We're going to be shut up for another 4 weeks because of it. Thanks.
And like, okay, did you hear this? Do you know what percentage of the world population the United States is?
I do not know. I know we have
4% of the whole world.
Yes, we are the third largest country population wise. It goes China, India, U.S.
And yeah, but there's a huge gap.
Drastic difference between India and the U.S.
Yeah.
The state of California has a population of 39 million, and the country of Canada has a population of 38 million people.
Right. So we have,
like, 134 million, something like
but
that.
But, you know, like, that's one of the things, too, about populations is that, like, even though China's and India's are both so high, like, there's a lot that are all really close to each other.
They live very condensedly.
Right.
They have big cities that live literally right on top of each other. And the rural areas are really rural. And they're rural for a reason. It's unlivable, you know, outside the rice paddies. So
United States is 4% of the global population. Guess what percentage of coronavirus deaths we have?
4%?
25%.
Nice. Good job, USA. Woo!
Number one! Number one! And everybody's like, we need to get back to work. Like, motherfuckers, we have a quarter of the total deaths from this disease, and you want to go spread it more? You're goddamn idiots.
Let them die. I'll take my chances. My body, my say. Oh, so all of a sudden you're pro-life? Pro-choice? Your body, your rights? Tell that to my uterus, asshole.
All right, so this Twitter thread I loved so much. I've read it like 3 times to people. Okay, so if we are fine with killing 3% of the population to reopen the economy, I have a modest proposal. We could just kill everybody on the Forbes billionaires list. Way fewer dead, only 3,000 or so, and the $7.8 trillion that we take from them would allow for excellent medical care. And she doesn't even mention there, but also a super strong safety net. Mm-hmm. We could all get millions of dollars.
Yeah.
No, that's immoral. I thought so too. But you were the one who suggested that 9 million should die to reopen the economy and that would be fine. My proposal reduces that to 1/3,000th and restarts the economy with a giant bang. Almost a 50% increase of GDP.
Right.
Still immoral? One doesn't just go around killing people to add money to GDP? That's what I thought too. Glad we agree.
Right. I did happen to see that. That was great.
Oh! I loved it. Yeah. The sass. The genius. I mean, I was arguing with that girl on my page last week who was saying that we should let people die to open the economy. And I was like, that's a terrible thing, although we should eat the rich. That's a terrible thing to say. Nobody deserves to die except for the wealthy. Like, that was kind of my take on that.
Right. Well, I think we're just going to have to be extra cautious all summer long, regardless of if bans are lifted or not. Maybe we should all start going out in public, you know, but everyone wears a mask. Like, mandatory. You want to be out, you got to wear a mask. Period.
I sent you the House Hunters meme, right? I saved this to
yes.
send to
you. Yeah.
This week on House Hunters, husband, $1,200 stimulus check. Wife, $1,200 stimulus check. Budget, $3.69 million.
Right. Love it.
Oh, so good.
Boy, so it is what it is still, but I'm looking forward to PenguinCon. We should probably come up with like a legit list of shit, fun shit to do and talk about.
Yes.
So it's just not like an extended COVID rant. We will be taking audience questions per usual after we do a little song and dance. I'm going to whip out all my whiskeys and see if I can't do some sort of like random
thing. Should we have invited my brother? Did you invite my brother to be a guest?
He got the Discord. I put the information on the Demon Lobster Discord, so he got that. But we should probably send him a personal invite. It's hard to, you can only have one speaker at a time
on
Zoom. So, and I do have it set up to record and to like mute people as they come in. So people will automatically be muted, but they can have their videos on. So, cause I'm gonna see everyone. So if you join us, like put on your fucking video so I can see you. And then we sit in gallery mode, you know? Maybe we can all sing Bohemian Rhapsody and make my dream come true.
You understand why that won't actually work, right?
I know. Maybe if like it's just playing and we're all mouthing the words instead of legit singing, like that would work out.
There's still a lag. Like that's why it doesn't work is because there is a lag.
I'm mouthing the words. That makes for great podcasting.
More great podcasting content.
You can just watch us, you know? Well, this one you can, but eventually. Maybe.
Eventually.
Yeah. Anywho. Anything else funny going on?
All of my memes lately are COVID-19 related.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's tragic.
I've seen a lot of that Bane one with the guy in the pink bodysuit. Have you seen those? And it's like it's like me dealing with my daughter and her attitude, which is just like mine. And it's like my daughter serving me the same attitude. And so I face and hold it so I could put Catherine's face over the guy's face.
Love it.
And I'm going to post that tomorrow.
And I did have something else I wanted to talk. Finish what you're saying.
No, that's okay. I'm good. Yeah.
So I've been trying to stick to posting like positive content, even though it's really difficult. So one of the things that I posted recently was about everybody should play card games with their kids.
Yeah.
And this started because my Algebra 2 kids started probability this week, and every fucking year, more than half of my kids are like, what's a heart? What's a spade? How many are there of those? What's a face card? And I'm like, how do you not know this?
Right.
So I told people to play card games with their families because that was my recommendation for, like, something that's fun that teaches them an important skill.
Right. Yeah. We're totally
going to... I got a lot of great feedback.
Totally going to teach Catherine how to play poker. Why not?
You can teach a blackjack. They call it 21, though, when it's a kid's game. You just try to get to 21.
Yeah, I know. So we played card games. I didn't learn real games till I was an adult. I think I learned hearts as a teenager, and then I didn't yet learn euchre till I went to college. But, you know, we played 21 as kids. We played war. We played 21. We played Go Fish. Like, I went to college knowing how many cards were in a deck of cards and everything that was contained in it.
So, right.
We played war a lot. That might be a fun one to play with Catherine. She's a little competitive. I don't know where she gets that from.
So this guy, who I don't think I've talked to since high school, asked me for recommendations. And like, I am 100% certain that he Facebook friended me, because I would never have Facebook friended him first, but I'm not going to decline him either. And he was like really close friends with like my arch nemesis man. I had an arch nemesis woman and an arch nemesis. Well, I guess they were boys and girls back in high school, but an arch nemesis boy and an arch nemesis girl in high school. And he was good friends with the guy who I like didn't get along with. But so like, he was always in my head kind of like guilty by association, but like, we're way past that now. I'm only bringing that up because I was really touched that he asked. Like, we weren't friends. We haven't spoken in 20 years. And I threw the suggestion out there and he asked me for help. And I just thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
Well, he cares about his kids.
Scholastic mastery all over the mom groups out this way. So, and Christina and I both recommended you to a mom with triplets in Ann Arbor.
Everyone keeps posting. That's fine. Sorry. Everybody keeps posting the same meme that's like, who do I call for a substitute teacher? Right. And I was like, me. You call me. Like, I'm a substitute.
Literally. Call me.
And then I've got another good meme, and then I think I'm ready to wrap it up. Coronavirus. Everybody stay inside. Earthquake. Everybody go outside.
Right.
God, you put the scared people in, you put the scared people out, you put the scared people in, and you shake them all about.
That's funny. All right, well, if you hear this before Friday, give us a heads up. Send us your ideas for what to do on our PenguinCon episode, and we will accommodate you. I'm going to say try. We'll just accommodate you. And so I'm really looking forward to that. I'll probably be shit-faced. Oh, I had a phone conversation with my medical specialist on my CPAP machine. They're like, Shannon, you really got to get those hours up. You're not averaging enough for the insurance company. Got to get them up. I was like, yeah. She's like, no, really. Like, we have people who, they'll just be sitting on the couch watching TV, and they'll put it on for 2 hours while they're doing it. I was like, and I started laughing. I'm like, oh, just got to get your steps in, right? And they're like, exactly. Because it just has to average those hours, 4 or more hours. In a 24-hour period. It will log how many times you took it on and off, but they're assuming that that's like interrupted middle of the night sleep, not that I sat and breathed through it for 3 hours watching Schitt's Creek before going to bed for another 4 hours, you know. So I did find that very humorous and might have to start literally carrying my machine with me around the house.
I dig it. I dig it. Well, yeah, I mean, they had the same issue with Grandma Irma that, like, her improvement was insane.
Yeah.
Like, the stats were, like, hugely improved, but she still wasn't wearing it enough.
Yeah.
And the insurance didn't want to cover it.
Right. Yeah, so they think with, after her talk with me, and I have to talk to my doctor, that they, if the doctor can still justify it enough, that the insurance company will be like, fine. But she's like, you gotta get those averages up, Shannon, come on.
Yeah.
It's very rare. I mean, maybe twice a week I can do it more than 4 hours. And once in a great while I'll get six. But it's honestly like two to three and a half a night when I wear it. And I don't wear it like twice a week. So I'm like one of those, I was drunk and I just, you know, I wasn't going to deal with it. It's like I needed to sleep in a certain position that evening. And that ain't happening with a face mask. So I'm a side sleeper. So I get, my body gets fatigued from sleeping on my back. So.
Yeah. Anyhow. I am a side sleeper, too. Which is why I'm still sleeping on this side, so that my ear. Is not touching anything while I sleep.
Your donut hole on your ear. I love it.
Yes, I use a travel pillow for when I'm on my right side, because that is where my screwed up ear is now.
Yeah. All right, well, we can wrap it up. A little mini-sode. I think it's 2:32.
Yeah, sure. So. All right, everybody, please, like Shannon said, if you hear this before Friday, hit us up on whatever platform, and let us know that you want to come to our Zoom meeting for PenguinCon, and we will get you that link. We will do that for you. Find us all on the social medias, That More Thing, or you can tweet us. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 232 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.